The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Sparks, Nevada. At the corner of Go Fuck Yourself and Namaste, this is the Worst Little Podcast. I'm your host this week, your constant companion, Nick Ramirez, because Reverend Rory is out on the last of his PTO. This week we have the mighty Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Nate the Intern, and joining us in the studio, the fucking Grim Tones.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Namaste.
Bam.
Booyah, that's how you do
that
it.
That was like you planned it. That was like professional.
It was way better than
you
last
week.
You
just did that off the cuff like that, Nick?
Yeah. I'm in radio now, dude.
That's,
freestyle.
You know, that's
somebody
how
ought
I do
to
it.
Give you a fucking job in radio.
Gotta give me a raise and some more work.
Yeah, get you out of that suit and into the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking nailed it, bro. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, you guys. Well, it's good to be back this week and to have the Grim Tones, who we did have in before when they were a band called Scarlet Presence, but They've changed a lot.
That's,
I thought you were going to say that. I'm so
since then.
Too many syllables for one band to have.
Got sick.
Yeah.
Scarlet Presence, the band. Grim Tones. Yeah, it's one syllable less. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's tight.
I like it.
All right.
So
the Grim Tones sounds less like a high school band, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it sounds
grown up.
More like punk rock than Scarlet Presence.
It's a real good name.
Like 70s rock, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Like fucking hippie shit.
Like hippie rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
And for being like, yeah.
It's like Paisley's and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Grim Tones are more like skeletons.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
My week, I mostly worked. Like I said, I've been doing lots of radio gigs. I do a live show on the golf course with Ben and Don and Ben over at one of these cool golf courses.
Wild Creek?
Yeah, no, actually it was Lake Ridge.
North Gate?
We do it at Lake Ridge once a week. And then I've been doing a show downtown at the Calneva where they do a live sports show, and I engineer that. Imagine that, Rick.
Do you get to go to Calneva
portable.
In person?
Yeah, yeah. That's I have to bring awesome. All the shit down and set it up and get the show going. So that's really cool. And I sometimes run the Aces ball games on the board and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this week's been really good for me at work. And so to come in here and read like a real radio jock was real kick in the pants,
dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can tell that being around those people is really rubbing off on you.
Yeah, I like it, dude.
Sexually.
You can tell it's not something that comes overnight.
I know.
What they do is pretty tricky.
Sexually.
I like especially Max used Max on that one. That was good because we worked together at the station.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had one day off this week, and I had to fucking work that day too because I had to play at the Morris Burner Hotel, big event called Monsters and Elves, and it was fucking really cool. You know, me and Mikey went there and played, and then partied the whole night and had a great time.
It's rad.
Rory would be in here telling you about how wonderful it was because he was hosting, of course. And, you know, just props to all those kids over there doing that. And next time they have a show down there, you ain't got nothing better to do. My God, that'll fucking entertain you. It's like a circus down there. It's crazy.
We'll check it out. It's right next to the homeless place, too, so you can get a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to just get super high and then go wander in the homeless camp and then go back to the party. You walk into the homeless camp with your furry boots and your tits hanging out.
Totally. That sounds awesome.
Good time, you know. You'll have some bass food and go back to the party.
Yeah. Hit up the Lincoln Lounge and the ball game and the fucking homeless place and the Burner Motel, everything.
Yeah.
It's all right there. It's like a real district now.
It's really cool. Cool shit. Mm-hmm. What'd you do this week, man?
I've just been living up, you know, the good life in Reno. Summertime, not working, just kind of hanging out, getting a tan, playing golf, doing yard work.
Hanging with the little girl.
Hanging with my daughter a lot. Yeah.
And your wife.
Yeah, living the dream.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's been awesome. But I haven't been really doing much important shit.
No.
And I can masturbate without blowing myself. Yeah. That's not what I did this week, though. Just to be clear.
You masturbated while blowing
he
yourself?
He did blow himself this week. So he finally got it.
What is that itchy sensation?
Speaking of, it's a special occasion.
Speaking of blowing, how was your weekend, Dogwater Dick?
I didn't blow anybody. It sucked.
Did anybody blow you?
No. Yeah. I don't ever get laid.
Man.
Ever. It's like, I might as well just be straight.
You got to change your approach. Yeah, you know, it's easy to get pussy.
Or just be like Marcy. Just be like, I don't have sex with anybody.
No, well, I think I'm better than Morrissey. I think Morrissey's got like a tiny dick, and so he shouldn't have sex with anybody. He's embarrassed. People are going to tell. Y'all, he's hung
like
a
pimple.
But dude, I fucking went to Jenny Pez, had her live comedy show.
How was that?
It was fucking awesome. That went really good. Like a ton of people showed up, and Jenny thought that she was going to get the big room and at Jub Jub's. And at the last minute, she calls me freaked out because she's getting the small room. And I'm like, Jenny, we're recording audience noises. The last fucking thing we needed is to record it in a cavern.
Right.
Like, that would suck so bad. Be really glad we got the small room.
Well, how many people were there?
Oh, like 70, 80. I mean, it was like, it seemed
perfect for a
small
room.
Fuck. Yeah. Like, you could barely scooch around without being rude. So it was perfect.
Yep.
It was perfect. And the fucking audience noise sounded so good. And the other comics ahead of her were really awesome. And that fucking went really good. And, but the thing is, do you know why they couldn't have the big room?
Why?
Because the big room at Jub Jub's was hosting some kind of freaky fucking gay night.
Oh, it's gay day.
Gay day.
Yeah.
Well, it was gay night. And then,
so did you go to both sides?
I really wanted to, but a friend of mine wanted to hang out after the show, and so I went to Denny's with my friend. I went to Denny's with a cute straight friend instead of going to hang out with the gay guys.
You might as well be. You might as well be straight, Rick.
I know.
Seriously. Like,
golden opportunity.
If I wanted to be dudes who want to suck your dick.
Yeah,
the only thing
that makes being a big shot, recording people and shit, and then you could go in the next room and show off. And get some, you know, dudes or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll get some rando.
Like,
because
I know the door guy and I know the owner. And
Yeah, you'd be high-fiving people, looking important.
Touching the soundboard, like I know what I'm doing. Yeah, it fucking sucks. The only thing that you would think, guess I was just a straight guy, except for my porn. You know, that's the only fucking difference.
And nobody sees
that,
I hope.
Oh, and then, I showed, you know, one time Cody in Nevada looked at it drunk. Like, they got really drunk, and you would think, like, two brothers are going to watch gay porn with you, and, like, that's, like, every gay guy's fantasy, right? Yeah, but it's
so,
not. It was
so
creepy.
Nasty.
No. Yeah, there's no, it wasn't like that at all.
All right,
but
good.
We were talking about prison rape porn, and I was like, it's awesome. And
said yeah, no, by the way.
Oh, God.
Everybody has to
drink.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so.
So, yeah, and I brought them both back here drunk and fucking put it on, and they said it wasn't that bad.
The comedy record or?
No, the gay porn.
Oh, okay. We're still on that. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
How did the comedy record go?
The comedy record turned out, it turned out great. I'm listening to the rough mix of it tomorrow when I go to work.
Fuck,
and
that's
then I'm
so
gonna
cool.
set it off to
Is that
but,
your first comedy
it was two
record?
Solid hours. Hell yeah, but it was from recording this stupid podcast all this fucking time, I actually kinda knew what I was doing.
Good, man.
It went good.
You're welcome.
Then, exactly. And then the next day I went to Sparks Christian Fellowship to check out church.
Uh-huh.
That big, gigantic church?
The big, gigantic, dude, that used to be...
it was Sparks Cinema 8.
Yeah, the Dollar Theater.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We won't say what we called it as kids.
Yeah, I was about to say that, but
and
I decided not
we're not,
going to
say that.
It wouldn't be
We're not even going to think it.
Namaste. Yeah.
But it used to have a cute name.
I saw Clash of the Titans there when it first came out.
Yeah. Dude, and I remember when it was Chuck E. Cheese, and that's going
to
be
I remember that, too.
I did Quentin when he was like 7 there for the dollar movies. They just re-released Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
but
that's awesome.
He loved that.
Dude, so I went there to go, and there
was
that church service fucking at the 9
a.m. Was church
a
dollar, too?
No, it was free, and but there was 1,000 people.
Yeah.
They got like a number on the, you know how many people, there was 1,000 people in that fucking room for the 9 a.m. service.
My sister and her husband used to go there, and it was like a generic version of church, so I don't like it very much.
The music was great, and it was actually moving, and the sermon was actually really good, and he only said bad shit about gay people one time, and it wasn't that bad. It was like mildly bad. I guess that church has really been struggling about maybe being not so mean to gays.
I think most churches are going through that right now.
It seems like, I went on their website, and it was like they were going out of their way to not say that they don't hate gays. Or no, to not say that they, it was suspiciously absent. Like they were like, and by the way, we don't do anything that we shouldn't do here. So please come, everybody.
Yeah, the church that we go to once in a while. You know, I'm not a real big Christian or anything like that, but I go once in a while to church because I enjoy it. They actually said we embrace gays and please have your gay people come in here.
Which church is that?
I can't mention it on the radio because I really don't want gay people there.
Oh my god, that was so to me.
Namaste.
I'm just joking. I love gay people.
No, but if they embrace gays, I need some embracing.
They did. Yeah, it's nice. It's on California. It's a Lutheran place.
Oh yeah, the National Lutheran Church is okay with gays. That's one of the national churches that officially says we're cool with that.
Yeah.
Why don't you be a Lutheran then, dude?
I've been thinking about it, and I love that old school shit, but I kind of wanted to – I haven't been around. I was looking around. I'm looking around. I even want to go to one of those crazy Pentecostal ones and, like, handle snakes and shit. I want to go there.
I want to videotape.
Do we have those in town?
There's one over on Rondell that I went to once, and and I was dating this black guy who's prayed in tongues, and that's always fun when, like, you get out of bed with your gay lover in the morning, and you get down on your knees next to the bed so you can pray together, and he starts praying in tongues. Which, have you ever been around somebody who prayed in tongues?
No.
Yeah.
Because they start praying and they're saying words, and then all of a sudden they start going like, shabla-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. They just start doing this weird stuff that, like, doesn't make any sense at all. Uh-huh. And it's this.
Wasn't
like,
he, like, elbowing you, like, now you do it.
Right.
Now you go.
Oh, you're doing it.
I've heard when it happens, it just takes you over and it just happens. Like, and you can't stop it if it happens. So, like, I'm kind of scared. But yeah, then you kind of go, well, you know, whatever floats your boat. Like, it's okay that we just had, like, lots of, like, wild times. But
does God, does God really want to scare me?
It's in the Bible. So I guess it must be okay. Yeah, it's not about your comfort, Nick.
Your fears of fucking sounding like you're having a fucking seizure,
yeah,
dude.
That's exactly what it would, yeah.
Ugh.
It's kind of creepy, but they do
especially
that.
But if you've lived with someone who has seizures, it's not that cool, dude.
That's not cool. I mean? Stop praying in tongues. It's offending me. But he dragged me to one of those Pentecostal services, and it was like being assaulted with God's love.
Oh, yeah?
With God's big, fierce love.
On Rondell
you.
Style.
It was, yeah. Okay. It was at a little shanty place in Rondell in a strip mall. It was awesome. I really like that. So I got to go back there and just not be. But they're all black.
Just not
I don't
be
know
gay.
All, well, not be gay, and I'm white. So it's, but it's cool. I bet it's nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
Check it out. I didn't mean to go off on church that long. Jenny Pez's show was awesome.
It's probably the most we've talked about church in the last 2 years put together.
So, yeah. Well, Jesus
so we're done
you.
With it.
After
we're
Jenny Pez, you probably should talk about church.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All right, everybody say a little prayer. And
Jesus died for your sins.
So let's get to our guests here. We got the Grim Tones. We got Carter and Michelle. How was your week?
Oh, you know, pretty boring, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Carter, are you talking into the mic?
Yes.
Like right up on it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs to be louder.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, nothing fucking happened this
How
week.
How about you, Michelle?
I don't know. Oh, we threw my dog's birthday party. Oh, yeah.
How old was your dog?
He's 4.
What's his name?
Cute. His name's Bonzo, but he's deaf, so.
Oh, you know what? It was John Bonham's birthday, like, yesterday.
That's why it's his birthday.
Oh.
That's awesome. It's
Bonzo, yeah. I made him a meat
it's
cake,
cool.
And he had a little candle, and everybody had a party for him.
That's
so
cute.
So cute. Oh, my God.
He enjoyed it.
Oh, so cute. Yeah.
She throws Rick a softball like meat cake, and he just lights his pipe.
Yeah. Meh.
I was distracted by mic levels to be, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. He's actually working.
Everything is not gay, Nick. Everything
I know.
Is not fucking dicks and boners
I didn't
and naked
say that.
Men.
Meat could be a pussy, too. I'm
turning myself on.
Or boobs or ass.
I used to go out with a girl named Meat Cake. More of a nickname, really.
I think she got teeth down there.
Oh, that's cool.
No.
Oh,
that's nice. And her gums are in terrible shape.
You got more than one dog?
She's beautiful.
No, just one.
Just Bonzo?
Yeah.
You got a dog, Carter?
No, just a cat.
Yeah. What's your cat's name?
Carter, you're a cat person? Or do you just have a cat?
I have a cat.
Okay, so you're not you're like
he's
you're...
more of a Carter cat than you are a cat person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Bean Dip is
Bean
the name,
Dip?
By the way, yeah.
Bean Dip and Bonzo.
Yeah.
The Grim Tones pets. All right. And this segment, Pet Corner at the Worst Little Podcast, is brought to you by, let's go with Felix Danger and Pinky Polanski this week. Thank you for the beverages, folks. And we'll get to a real commercial here.
Oh, and Felix also bought the coffee, so.
Oh, and thanks you for the beverages, the coffee and the beer.
Because Felix is awesome.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again? Felix likes to drink.
I wish I had a board like Rory so I could go ding.
Ding.
All that fun
you
stuff.
You could go ding.
Ding. Okay. Well, it says on my list here, talk to band. Okay, we've done that. Why don't we listen to some
Let's have a song. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's hear a song.
Play something live, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a new song that's not on the album.
Ooh. Oh, this is the one that I liked that I've only heard live once?
Yeah, that we've only played live once.
Oh, no. Are you unrehearsed and it's going to be terrible?
Yeah, it's going to suck, but everything we rehearse sucks too, so.
But this is on the new album?
No.
No, it's not.
It's not on the album. Okay.
Mm-mm. Why isn't Carter running out to the drums?
Because you guys just put out an album, right?
Go, go.
Yeah.
Carter.
Yeah, the album's out, but the song's not off of it.
You know, now the Carter's off.
Are you doing all songs today that are not on the album? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play a few that are on the album, but not actually perform them. Like play them.
Oh, we're gonna play off the album. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we get a little bit of live music and some studio Dogwater Dick Magic.
Yeah, Dick Magic.
Ah, can't wait for that.
Should have been the name of the album.
Ding.
I'll show you that later.
The next one.
Yeah, the next album's called Dick Magic.
That's old school.
I like in the prison rape porn when they interview the people afterwards, so that you know that they weren't really raped.
I never see this shit, so I didn't even know that happened.
I love,
They don't do that. They don't do that on the lesbian rape videos.
Like, you know, I've seen rape porn that was so intense with girls that, like, then there afterwards they're all, so you didn't do anything you didn't want to do, and she's all, no, I had fun. Like,
that's okay. Unfortunate.
That's weird. Yeah. It's kills your taste for normal shit.
No,
I don't think so.
It's just a walk on the wild side, Nick.
I'll only take a little, like, I don't stroll. I don't want to walk on it too long. Yeah. All right, Grim Tones, let's hear it.
Yep.
When it all leaks out, it's so dancing holes through the spider web thin plastic of your soul.
Awesome.
So what's it about?
You're on fire.
Is it a secret?
I don't know. That was one of the songs that I wrote after we did those recordings with Eddie, and it was like 6 in the morning and I couldn't go to bed. It's like, hey, I'll finish this song. So I don't really know what it's all about.
Kind of mysterious and cryptic.
I guess kind of like doing shit that like you want to do instead of like...
Fuck everybody else. Yeah. So it's really it's your like Billy Joel's My Way.
I don't care anymore.
This is my life.
Like, is this what you really want to be? Do you want to do this? Then fucking do it. Don't just sit around and talk about it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how that is.
Yeah.
Because then you're gonna end up like 50 and be like, fuck.
Why didn't I do that?
I wish I was on a podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We're doing it.
That's true, too.
When we started this, we had our first meeting day one, and it was here, and Rick recorded it, and that was episode one. And we're like, holy shit, okay, we're just going to do this. See you next week. And we've been doing it ever since.
And thank God, and those first shows suck so bad.
You got to have that attitude.
But everything built like fucking the little bit more, a little bit more. Then we had the sounds. Then we had the quiz music. Then we had the... We had the quiz. The quiz wasn't even at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then we had a quiz but no music. Then the quiz music. Dude, but I remember when you first... I was like, yeah, Rory, tell Nick. We've always talked about doing a fucking podcast or a radio show. Let's do it. Me and you and Nick. And I wanted Cody to be on it too. And then Rory calls me back and he's all, oh, Nick's got some fucking guy named Chewy that he wants to be on the show too. Is that okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's just invite everybody. It's I got all the mics in the world to just like some asshole I never met.
Nick and I have been friends for 20 years and been talking about doing a show together for at least 15 of those too. So
when the opportunity
came up, I thought I was invited. I didn't know I was imposing on your party, Rick.
Oh, and yeah, I was like, who is this guy anyway?
I was going to do it with him. Then you guys came along.
So you've had that problem since the beginning, Rick.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones.
No.
Y'all was like, this is going to be easy, and then everybody calls you.
Okay, fine. Let's have one more fucking mic. Jesus Christ.
No, just quit.
Yeah. Let's just not have a show.
But aren't you glad we did? Because
oh my God, Chewy's the best.
Chewy's funny.
Like, no, and now
he's really funny.
And now I feel like I know Chewy like a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So same here.
So right.
And but so like you guys were Scarlet and Present for how long? Before you changed the name?
4 years?
6 years.
Six years.
It's a long time. And you're on the younger side here. So, like I was telling you earlier before the show, I saw you over at the Walden's.
Yeah.
Todd South's thing. And you were wearing a Slash hat. Mm. You were, eighth grade or something?
Seventh.
Yeah. Wow.
Probably seven.
Wow.
Me and Card actually met at his other open mic, though. The Maytan.
Yeah, the Maytan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
A good thing you guys met and stuck together.
Yeah, he was kind of an asshole when we met, but I had a Zeppelin guitar, and they're like, play some Zeppelin. I bet you can't do it because I bet Daddy bought you that guitar, and you can't play anything. You don't know any Zeppelin. Play the rain song.
I was only quietly muttering that to myself in the crowd. I didn't tell you that.
She could read your lips.
Well, you and all your friends yelled that.
Oh.
Yeah, and then, oh, yeah, good job, high five, and I, like, open my hand. It's like, Carter, 3-4-3.
Nice.
Smooth.
Did you say I play drums, or were you like, hey?
Well, he played guitar.
No, I was guitar.
Yeah, he didn't play drums, yeah.
At the time.
Wow.
We had, I mean, because I was forming a band at the time, and there was, like, at that point, there was six people in the band.
Yeah, yeah, I still had his sunglasses on and everything. We got a jam, man.
It was about 11:30 at night.
Wow.
I had my sunglasses on.
So you started out with more members and then whittled it down to just you two?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to change the name then be the Grim Tones.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been like 10 fucking people in the that other band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So
who are that other band.
We won't even mention it again. This is the new chapter in your guys' lives. I was wondering about your parents. Like, did they turn you on to rock and roll when you were younger?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's
both
like
our
relentless.
Dads love the Beatles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beatles, yeah.
Could see you're into older stuff. You got your Rolling Stones Sticky Fingers shirt on.
Oh, man. You like that?
Yeah. I actually have one of those album covers with the zipper.
Oh, yeah. I got one, yeah.
Those are cool. Andy Warhol.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, for your age, you guys seem like you're thoroughly educated on the music of the 70s.
It's like
kind
of. It's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I was so proud to tell my stepdad, who's like such a Beatles fanatic, thinks all music today just sucks, and I was like, yeah. And by the way, this band fucking rules, and these fucking stupid kids know more about the Beatles than you do. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah, I can say that for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So, cool. So smoke another fatty because these kids rule.
old man.
No,
yeah,
I love my stepdad. But no, but he fucking hates everything modern. And I'm like, well, these kids love the same shit you do. So, and Zeppelin and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, they know. Well, every song ever. So yeah,
yeah.
It's all relative.
They don't, but they'll figure it out.
Very cool. That was the thing with Scarlet Presence, though. He played like a lot of bars and stuff when we were kids. So like 3-hour shows, and you have 4 originals.
Wow.
So he played covers.
Yeah,
so everybody was like, "Oh, they're just a whatever cover band."
Too,
yeah,
well,
we had money,
time,
but
you know,
yeah.
At the time, that was the only way that we thought we could break into the local scene is because it was all casino gigs and bar gigs, and you know, everybody wants to hear, you know, Honky Tonk Woman and Journey. You know,
yeah, we stayed away from those.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah, we avoided those two groups. Well, not the Stones, but we definitely avoided Journey.
It's, you know, I'm Alabama.
Don't stop.
Yeah, we never did
believe
that.
In.
We played a lot of Zeppelin.
Hang on
so
to that feeling.
Yeah, it was
everybody kind of did the whole, oh, they're just a cover band. And
yeah.
Well, if you're going to play a bar for 3 hours, you're going to have to bust out some other shit.
Exactly, yeah.
And people really enjoy that, too. Once they start getting a little bit drunk, they want to hear familiar music.
We just don't want that connotation anymore because they're like, oh, your album, is it all originals?
Rookie move, like, Josh.
Oh.
Well, we won't mention it. Thank you, Nate the intern. Yeah.
How long have we been doing this for?
You've been out for a few weeks. Yeah. You know, you're just getting warmed back up, and then you got to leave next week. He's not going to be here.
Oh, Chewy's gone again?
Just for 1 week, I guess.
Okay, just for 1 week.
Going to Wendover to have
hate
a
when you go.
Brick party. I do too. I was totally getting locked into my
you
summer
say brick
routine.
Brick party or Rick party?
That's what
brick
I thought,
brick party.
I've been to brick parties. You know what happens?
Brick party. That sounds kind of gross.
All you have is
too.
Cranberry juice, and then you wake up and your butt's bleeding.
I'm just going to be gone for a few days, but I will be gone for the next podcast.
Okay. Well, fuck. This awkward silence brought to you by Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
Can Max Volume do it this week?
Wouldn't it be great if Max did the whole fucking commercial?
Love you, Max Volume, and Reno Computer Fix.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max. Nice, nice read.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have him on the show.
What would Lemmy do?
Lemmy'd rock out.
Puke on the floor in here,
get that
like
thing off his
like
face.
Layla James's dog.
Yeah, get that surgically removed.
Yeah.
And, poor Layla. She's doing some crazy shit. Did you see Layla on the internet?
No,
there?
She's kicking ass.
She's going to the New Kids on the Block, and
why is that crazy?
I don't know. That's just wild
seems
to
like
me.
Her,
like,
seems like her career's doing well.
Is that the cruise, the New Kids on the Block cruise, or like the show?
I think
aren't they having
cruise,
a New Kids
dude.
An NKOTB cruise? No,
I think she's going on that or something.
That's so
she's
rad.
So excited. About
I would
it.
Do that.
Yeah, I bet Rick would do that.
I would do that. That's that. Well, I don't, maybe I wouldn't do that.
You know, you would do that. Pretty.
What if The Cure had a cruise boat?
Oh, and it's no, I don't want. But you know, I would love to, but I don't want to.
Those
be,
people would be so annoying.
I don't want to be one of those people. like you know that the band is just like, oh god, it's the cruise people. Like that's got
to
be.
Yeah, you want
awful.
The Cure to respect you and think you're cool too. You don't want to look like a jerk off to them,
right? Yeah. And that fucking
that's
that,
true,
dude, yeah. Dude. But New Kids on the Block,
dude, that is so gay. Rick wouldn't even do it.
I mean, not that's pretty bad.
Boat. You go see him at Lawler though, right?
No, I was never
New Kids
fan.
On the Block.
But I banged a guy. I dated a guy for. I shouldn't say I banged a guy. I should be more respectful.
You had
a gentleman
sexual
for
relations?
3 years. That was his favorite band for a period, and then he got into meth. So that's where New Kids on the Block is kind of a gateway.
Yeah, it's a gateway. Yeah. It leads you down a fucking path of meth,
gay sex, yeah. and meth.
Yeah. But he got off meth and he moved to Hawaii. So
that's which is also in itself sort of gay
because they don't have any meth in Hawaii.
No.
You ever see Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah. They don't have any meth in Hawaii, bro. Fucking Hallies. So it's like we've had you guys on so many times. I'm not sure what we should talk about.
do you have any shots
coming up or anything?
No, we don't. Not a single show, do we?
Buy the album.
Buy the album.
Buy the album. Yeah.
So where's the album available?
You have it in your living room.
The album is available from us, and really soon it's going to be available on iTunes and Spotify and all that other bullshit.
So if somebody wants, I mean, so when it's available on iTunes, clearly you can just get like go up and get it, and you'll probably put out an announcement. So they should like Facebook friend you on the as the Grim Tones.
But if they want an actual album like to hold and actually like be like, you know.
Can
actually
they, like,
be cool and
you mean
an
a CD
album?
It's a great fucking little package.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. the, I think
so,
album I'm
and I'm
talking
about
words
yeah.
and stuff and,
the
so is that available now?
Recycle Records?
Yeah, we'll ask them to carry it and right now like
you're
right
totally
this second.
For this, right?
No, I'm not. I'm working on the digital thing, but I just really want people to have an actual album.
Yeah, the actual copy is really awesome.
So yeah, we'll
it's
get
so
it recycled.
So you just have to go to one of these
non-existent
shows. That's
it's got
all
the lyrics. But since there's no shows happening, can they Facebook friend you and then fucking and then message you and be all meet me at the Starbucks on whatever
and
you'll show up with discs.
Or we'll mail it to them too as well.
And you always have like 10 copies in your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever see Michelle or Carter in public, you can just be like, where's your fucking disc?
You've got one right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'd like to get one from you on the way out.
Okay, yeah. I actually
at the studio. I got them here, too.
Oh,
yeah,
you
I think you still have some. We didn't drive my car.
I've gotten rid of some of them, though.
So.
Nice.
No, I have some here, totally.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's fucking amazing little packaging and rad. How much are you selling them for?
$10.
That's hella worth it. And it's fucking like an hour of music or something, isn't it?
Yep.
It's ridiculous, and the songs are awesome. So should we fucking play one of the songs off the thing?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
And then everybody can hear one of the songs off the thing. Justin, everybody, we all know Justin that moved to Sacramento, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Hoover. He got a copy of the album, and he fucking freaked out on the song Mama Mama. He was like that. He was playing it over and over and over again in his house. He loves that song. Can we play that one?
Let's play it again. Yeah.
Okay, so here's that song.
Mama, come have a used to care. You'd all come running.
Pretty good, huh, you guys?
That was awesome.
That was great.
I'm telling you, that was
awesome. No wonder Justin freaked out.
Because that's a good song.
I think Mikey got a copy of your disc, so
yeah,
I'm
going
to have to go peruse it. I haven't listened to it yet. So
it's got a lot of different moods and a lot of different... It's not just like you know, it's not just lame jam bandy stuff. It's actually really fucking deep and amazing.
And I'm a collector of Reno music, and I still wouldn't just go like buy a Chip and Friends CD just because I wanted it. But I really enjoy your music. So.
Oh, thank you.
I'll pick up a copy for myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the songs are really
different.
No offense
to Chip and Friends.
They're very different, and there's a lot of crazy shit.
And the whole time we were recording that fucking album, me and Michelle were both reading like Beatles engineers' biographies. And so we kept like going, oh, did you hear that they did this on this song? Oh, and did you know they did this on this song? And then and so we were like doing all this weird experimental bullshit.
Yeah. We don't have a Leslie speaker. I'm still trying to get Rick to hang me from the ceiling and give me a push. Spin me around.
Well, the next
John
place.
Lennon's a dick.
Well, you two were studying all this 60s Beatles stuff, and I kept trying to get you to do the like drum setup on the mics, you know? And you just would not do it.
But my fucking...
You wouldn't go near it.
But no, my gay ass... My $150 ribbon mic is not the same as the $4,000 ribbon mic that they use.
Excuses,
so it just isn't. We tried it and it sounded like crap.
No, we tried it and it sounded great.
Oh, I like modern drums where it sounds like you're sitting on the drummer's lap, you know?
Well, of course you would like
that.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Well, the drummer's always the hot one. Dude, so. But that fucking the effect that we use on Mama Mama on the backup vocals that we just heard, fucking I love that thing. And that was, what was the fucking song that you made me? You said I want the backup vocals to sound like this.
That was from somewhere off of Dark Side of the Moon.
It was totally a Pink Floyd song. Yeah. Cool. And you're like, what the fuck are they doing here? Because it's so rad.
Pink
and
Floyd
I'm
did
like,
some crazy
yeah,
shit.
He's like,
in
what?
The studio.
It was like, yeah, weird. Some sort of tremolo on the.
And I was like, and I said, it sounds like they're running through a fucking Leslie speaker. There's a little bit of distortion, and they're altering. Then they're fucking slowing down the speed yeah. of the spinning Leslie speaker.
I've got a DVD about the making of Dark Side of the Moon. If you
too,
want,
yeah.
Yeah, you might want to check it
probably
out.
Probably have the same
awesome.
One.
Probably.
So
give
with,
it to you, Rick.
How many could there be?
Yeah.
So we totally stole that from that when we did the backups on Mama Mama.
Yeah.
And the backup, the guitar solo that goes fucking backward
oh, yeah,
and forward
dude.
And shit.
Oh, I love
that was my
the
favorite
first,
part of the album.
That was the first part. That was the first like session where we were all working together and we didn't quite know each other and we started freaking out on one thing for like 3 hours. Like,
yeah.
like we're going, well, what if we did this? Well, what if we did that? Well, yeah, can like, we make the solo backwards? Well, what
can we
if
do
we
backwards?
Do this?
No, go
then,
backwards
and then
forwards
happened.
And then backwards and then forwards.
And, then,
and I'm like,
and then wait,
I
but
love
when we,
you.
But when we go, but when we go forward, it needs to sound backwardsy. So let's put preverb on top of the forward part, so it still sounds backwards even though it's forwards.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I know.
Yeah.
So look, go rewind the podcast and listen to the song again.
Too bad
it was really cool.
Too bad you didn't
did.
Do the metaflanger.
Bad trip.
Yeah, there was shit in my. Computer, I'm like, I'm not showing you guys this because you'll make me put it on everything.
This metaflanger is like, so cool, but I'm never showing it to you because you're going to want to put it on everything.
Because I know you guys.
Sometimes you just be like, yeah, we can do that, but...
Sorry I ever showed it to you.
Yeah,
right.
We put a flanger on these four notes.
We do something really super cool, and then they're like, turn it up louder, turn it up louder, turn it up louder. What do you think? Yeah. I think you ruined it.
I think you... No, not even like that. You like click on... I think you guys ruined it, but you ruined the whole dynamic of the song, and it really sounds ruined, but I'm going to send you home with it for the next 3 months anyway, so you'll listen to it again and realize that you ruined it.
What a mistake you
okay,
made.
Okay, rad,
okay,
right?
So.
Fucking rad, right? Like, ruining songs is not fucking rad.
We spent I hate a, cancer.
We spent a lot of time together.
Cancer is not fucking rad.
No.
No.
No. Neither is diarrhea.
That's why I hate cancer benefits, because I don't
Legos.
Think anybody should be fucking benefiting cancer.
No.
It's not right.
No, it's not right.
It, cancer gets along fine by itself.
It's a shame.
Okay? I hate them. So.
But
so,
yeah,
buy
the album.
Buy the album. Yeah, Grimtones. And it's a like Facebook thing, right? And is it just the Grimtones, or is it like Grimtones Reno, or is it like Grimtones Washoe
well,
Valley?
Well, the one that makes you put like your first name and last name were Miss Grimtones. That's our name. So you could become friends with Miss Grimm, or
is
you can like the Grimtones.
This
yeah.
is new to me as well, on Facebook.
No, I told you about it. It's just, they won't let you put like a band name, so I'm like, okay, well, fuck this.
Carter
I'm just
going to
put something like this, and then they're like, you can't change this more than 3 times in the next 2,000 days, so.
Damn.
Now we're
I'll get
Grimm.
A hard line with you, huh?
Yeah. Fucking fascist book is what it should be called.
No, right? But you can like the Grimtones, but the music is also on the Grimtones Facebook page. And
Rumination like
and all that other stuff.
You guys got a lot of numbers like, really quick. You got a lot of friends.
Yeah,
in this
it was
town.
Cool. That was really nice.
I realized
thank
what
all
you
of
did
you.
And kind of went on a mad liver scars hunt. Just like invite,
yeah.
invite. For like a half an hour, just sat there doing that.
Yeah.
It worked. We got a big bump today.
Scarlet Presence had a lot of like. Kind of fans, but we never put out anything, so they're like, all right, assholes, we'll just like forget about you. Yeah.
You never but put a record out as Scarlet Presence?
We put an EP
did a,
out.
A small EP that I don't think it really did anything.
Didn't chart?
Not many. Yeah.
Failed.
Yeah.
It charted in the UK.
Charts? Yeah.
Charted in Antarctica.
Well, you know, it's per capita, so.
We're huge Eskimos.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. You need like 5 of them, and that's like half.
But this one's like I don't know. This album is really cool. I really
we really
like
we got to get when we first got together. It was like we're gonna do this in like 2 weekends or something. It was like
we're not even that.
We scheduled
got 4 days.
A week.
One week.
Well, and you know, a lot of people come in here and they just want like a thing of them playing live. Bam. You know, but then you guys came in and it was like, no, we want to use the studio as an instrument and fucking do crazy bullshit every session.
That's
well,
a
that
cool
was,
way of
that was
it.
No, the first like 3 days we thought, oh, yeah, we're just going to come in here and lay it down because we're two people. So it's, you know, oh, we're going to do the whole the raw thing. And then then you started showing us all the stuff you could do, which was a big fuck up on your part. So then a year later, here it is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we crafting every session. And there wasn't a single session that we didn't do like 5 things that I had never done before. You guys really stretched me a lot.
Yeah, good.
Like
sexually.
That's right? What she said. Right?
Sexually.
You hear the fucking stories of George Martin and John Lennon being like, no, I want you to take the slow version
in
a different key.
Want you to make it sound like an orange.
And take the other fast version that's in a different key and fucking and put them together and have it switch in the middle. And George Martin's like, you can't do that. There's not even. And then George Martin has to go fucking invent the technology to make that a reality. And, you know, and then it's Strawberry Fields Forever.
So I did it. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, George.
What's next?
No, John was probably like, that's still not good enough. Yeah. But yeah. Nice try. No, yeah.
I hate my voice.
You're a third member, Rick.
I love, we've had, yeah, we all got really close. We fucking, I love when you
guys
are
coming
over.
Yeah, we took baths together.
I didn't want to do it.
Right? Yeah. That's sweet.
My bathtub's tiny too, but Carter
right?
doesn't take up much room.
No, easy for me to just to sandwich between you guys.
So. I love being in the middle.
That's kind of how I imagined it if that's what was going on.
Oh, God.
The Rick sandwich. Oh, boy.
That's the best spot. Okay.
Yeah. So. Once we set, do you guys want to play another live one or should we hear another one off your album? Or?
Well, let's do another live one.
Okay.
Right? Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then we'll do the thing, and yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys, Michelle, are you ready to do like two or three live ones, or what are you doing?
If you want.
Okay, so what's this called?
This is, I believe this is our cover that we're doing.
Oh.
Yeah, we decided to do this cover like 3 days ago. Well, like 1 day ago. No, three. Okay.
Fucking rad.
Fucking rad. Is Nick coming back in? Should we wait for him?
No, fuck
I don't
him.
Think so.
Fuck Nick.
Nah,
he like goes and smokes. He doesn't care. He's such a dick.
Are you ready, Carter? Yeah. Good.
Nothing like vocal clipping.
It sounded awesome.
Awesome. You guys want to do another one? Back to back, bam?
Okay.
Card, are you still out there, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?
Should we do one off the album?
Ooh, I would like that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Let's do Bad Starter or Freight Train.
No, I think we're going to do Freight Train album version off at the end of this thing, right?
Oh, are we? Okay, never mind. What do you think, Rick? You know all of them.
Well, I was thinking, like, everybody's been tripping on, everybody's been loving Bonzo's song, right?
That is true, but we don't know Bonzo. But I guess we can. Oh. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do the dog one.
The dog one.
Bonzo's song?
Yeah, but he does the solo on the album, and he's not here to do the solo, so that sucks.
Oh. Should we impersonate a dog?
Should we tell the story of why he does the solo on the album?
Oh, yeah.
Carter's all, yeah, because it makes
Why don't
show
we
look
play
bad.
That one later in the show, then, if off
no,
the record?
No, she's just tuning, right? No, it's a funny joke so that we can bring up the story about how Michelle is terrible at something.
Oh, I suck at violin.
So Michelle's amazing.
No, you know what? Rick sucks at recording violin.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
it was
auto-tune that shit.
It was poor mic choice is what it was.
That's right.
It caused that to be so awful.
That's right.
Dude, the
And
fucking...
poor auto-tuning. You thought it was in G major.
We tried to auto-tune it.
I got news for you, Rick.
No, so Michelle borrowed a violin and never played it. Michelle is amazing at everything. She fucking plays like bass and guitar and keyboard. Her piano skills are fucking phenomenal. Yeah. She just sits down and goes, somebody's in here recording something, and then she plays it on the guitar, and then he's all, well, maybe I want piano on this. And she just fucking sits down and, bam, just fucking plays it. Like, no problem.
Wow.
And it which blew my mind. I had no idea that she was that. I mean, I knew she was that quick with her own stuff, but to just do that off the cuff with something somebody else threw in her lap. So she's so remarkably talented. So she says, I got this violin, and I'm just going to fucking learn to play it in a couple days and put, like, a violin solo because I think that would sound really good there. And I'm thinking, well, of course she can because she's amazing, right?
Didn't work out that way.
Yeah,
huh?
Carter, how'd you feel about it?
I don't have a good
Oh, right then now. Michelle plays over Carter.
Oh, sorry.
No, you don't want to hear what he's going to say.
No, I don't mind.
Well, can you hear me right now?
If you yell at the overhead mics.
Yes, I don't know. It was I don't know. Yeah, Michelle's just she's not a violin player. That's it.
It was horrible.
That's it.
It's crazy you figured that out in the studio.
Yeah.
But it is way cooler to have a deaf dog do
so
the solo.
At the end.
That's about him.
We tried to do
he's
it.
Deaf?
We tried to trip it out. We tried to make the violin better, and then finally I was all, fucking the song's about Bonzo. Why don't you get some recording of Bonzo's fucking barking and make that be the
Does
song?
He have the same kind of thing he's, like a human that
he
was deaf?
He does. He's yeah? deaf, so he's like awesome. A retarded child. So he's like but he actually like did the solo.
Cute.
Yeah, he's like,
and we took all these samples
awesome.
Off Michelle's fucking iPhone.
That's not cool, you guys. Deaf people are not retarded.
Don't make fun of deaf people on the radio.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Their hearing friends will tell them about it.
All right. Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Okay. So yeah. So love song about a dog.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Like, I think I heard those three claps in there, dude.
You heard a lighter, too. Happy birthday, Bonzo. Both.
Yeah, so get the fucking album and hear the and hear his awesome solo.
Yeah. Right. I thought it's got Bonzo first. Bonzo does the first solo. And then it's harmonica, which Carter played. And then it's piano, which I played. And both of them, piano and harmonica. And then it's guitar.
My favorite part is Carter's mouth.
Yeah.
So you know.
He didn't have his headphones on, so that's,
that's
good.
Perfect.
That's good.
Yeah.
Here we go. He sits down at a studio hall. What am I again? You're a twink. That's right. We were trying to think of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you're saying you guys are going to watch twink porn
that
afterwards.
Was awesome. Yeah. Later when everybody's gone, it's just you and me. I'll show you twink porn so you'll know how that's what you are.
Oh.
I thought it was like Tinkerbell.
I'll just take your word for it, really. No. Yeah. No.
All right. And that segment, I want to say, was brought to us by John Kendrick, who provided us with some more liquid refreshment this show.
Nice.
Ah. So kudos to you, sir. I heard he's a comedian,
props,
too, so keep your eye out for him.
Very funny.
At the local comedy.
John, where's my liquid refreshment?
We could use some more beers in here, intern.
Where's my adult Bev?
And Rick, I could use that old-timey music if you got it.
Okay, as you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
That's right, folks. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where Rory usually asks you these uncomfortable or silly, stupid questions, but this time it's my turn, and I'm going to ask you some serious fucking shit, so listen closely. All right. First, we'll start with Carter. We know you guys have taken this before, so I tried to make it mix it up a little bit.
All
right. What was the first record you ever bought?
First record I ever bought?
Yeah, with your own money.
I'd say Are You Experienced, Jimi Hendrix.
Wow. Very cool. How old were you?
Must have been 11, 12, somewhere in there.
So you pretty much knew your path early.
Well, now,
on.
Wait, was that the first album you bought at all, or record specifically?
Record, yeah.
Okay, so what was the first album you bought?
Oh, first album on CD I bought.
Amy, tape, cassette.
Dude, okay. It's so bad. We have to, because normally with young kids like this, you can say record and they just know you mean an album. But with Carter and fucking Michelle, they really do collect records.
So the first, this is actually.
Yeah, when they're 11.
No,
yeah,
this is pretty good.
I know, isn't that weird?
No, the first record I got was Are You Experienced. The first CD I got was Axis Bold as Love, again, Jimi Hendrix.
Mm.
And the first tape I got was a mixtape of Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Right. So Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yeah.
Michelle? So you're into black guys.
You got it. Record. Oh, God, I don't even know. I think with my own money, the first album I bought was Paranoid.
Black Sabbath, oh, nice. Yeah.
Love that album cover.
I think
fucking
it was like
neon fucking
11,
warrior.
I think. It's 11 or 12. Yeah. But, record, I don't know.
You guys had good taste at a young age.
I think actually one of the first records I bought was Sticky Fingers.
What's the most embarrassing album you guys have ever bought? Because you guys like so much cool shit. What have you bought and enjoyed that you fucking would be embarrassed by?
Embarrassing.
Paul
Carter
Revere
loves James Taylor, dude.
Fuck that.
Carter loves James Taylor. James Taylor and Buddy Holly.
That's not even really that.
Riku.
No,
they're national treasures. That's, how dare you?
No.
No.
What about you? What was the first record you bought?
No, this isn't my
What's
quiz,
the most
sir?
Embarrassing okay, record you have, Rick?
Really, the first album I ever bought and the most embarrassing record I bought, and I bought it again recently because I found that it recycled and was very happy to discover it, was Culture Club's Color by Numbers.
Ooh. I had that one when I was a kid, sure.
I was
on
cool
vinyl.
In the gang celebration. I was like in fourth grade.
I had that too.
Nice.
I got that for Christmas one year.
That was a big deal. And, I mean, it's not really that embarrassing.
No, that's kind of cool.
That's
kinda cool,
cool,
I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Yeah.
But I don't answer the questions. This is your quiz, guys. What was the first concert you ever saw?
First big concert I saw was Queensryche with Alice Cooper and Black Sabbath with Dio in front.
Awesome.
Ah, yeah. The
well,
heaven and
the
hell Black Sabbath.
Right, yeah.
Oh my God, what Queensryche album was it for?
Oh, wait, you know what? I'm so sorry. That was wrong. ZZ Top was the first concert. Then it was Sabbath.
It's okay.
All right. You know,
I heard a comic
I'll
ask.
Take, I'm going to go with Sabbath. You'll get more points.
I heard a local comic ask when two gay guys with beards kiss, which one is ZZ Top and which one is ZZ Bottom? I totally stole that.
Michelle, what was the first concert you ever attended?
Judas Priest with my dad.
Yeah?
I was 13. Yeah.
Here in Reno?
Oh, there's nothing gay about that.
After the trial?
It was at the old... Yeah, after that.
After
it was
the... Of course. She wasn't born when that trial happened.
Well, oh, yeah.
It was the first time they came back.
Did that kid show up with the face missing?
Chewy!
What? He used to show up at stuff. I remember when he was around. Yeah.
But yeah, but calling attention to that is almost about the same what those theaters used to be called.
It was when they still had that the Hilton amphitheater outside.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I
saw Rocky there.
I was at that Sabbath show, too, though, that Carter summed up. Well, we didn't know each other.
Wow.
Awesome.
Far out.
Me and Nick and Chewy saw the Butthole Surfers and didn't know each other.
Nice.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I think Nick
and I knew each other.
I'm the odd man
And
out.
You had been to my wedding, but I guess I didn't really know
that was
you.
Before they were okay with gays.
You knew my ex-wife.
Who, the Butthole Surfers?
With a name like Butthole Surfers.
It's got
to
be good.
Be gay.
Well, kid, tell me about, like, a celebrity you've met. Who's the most famous, and I also follow up with who's the most interesting. Or they could be the same person.
That
whatever.
I've met?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
You want to think about it for a minute? You got one?
No. worst.
Have you guys met Rory yet?
Oh, yeah.
Is Rory the most famous person you've ever met?
No.
We're in a gay bow tie.
He's all right. No, I don't know. Most famous person I met. I don't know.
It's hard to ask young folks.
I suppose I knew Chuck Ruff, a great Reno legend.
Yeah, the drummer.
And he was, he's Frankenstein at the Winter Group. I mean, that's pretty big.
Very good, dude.
Yeah,
Chuck Ruff,
incredible drummer. Great guy.
Very cool. So. Played with our own Max Volume.
I have his snakeskin boots.
You do?
Chuck Ruff's, yeah.
Wow, did you meet him too?
I met him, but not really, I didn't know him.
Right.
Just enough to sneak into his house and steal his fucking shit.
No. Yeah. he gave them to us, and then I jacked them from Carter.
Yeah.
It's like, these won't probably fit. They actually happen to fit. Now Carter's really pissed.
I know. now they're all destroyed,
How cool is that?
I met the Scorpions.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, we opened up for Y&T.
Yeah, they were ass. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the English Beat too, and Agent Orange.
Yeah. Well, here you
go. We've met all of them. No,
nice.
Think of it. Yeah,
nice. Very good. That's why that question is a new relevant question.
No,
it's interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to talk about. I met this one dude, and he was either cool or he was a dick. Right? Or
well,
like, I, oh, here's one.
I wouldn't say who, but majority of those people are fucking assholes.
I met Stone Temple Pilot, dude. He was super nice, but he was like fucking tiny, dude. He's like shorter than you guys.
Short people creep me out.
And I just saw him the night before, and he had like his shirt off. He looked like this fucking rock god dragon guy. And he's like doing this crazy muscle dance. And then I saw him up close, and he was like fucking up to the bottom of my tit.
Yeah. I saw Henry Rollins one time face to face, and he's the same way. He's like,
he's a little tiny guy. Wow.
When we saw Sabbath, the show Carter was talking about, I was in the third row, and I couldn't see Ronnie James Dio because there was like this dude a little bit taller than me in front of me, and I was like,
you could hear him though.
I could hear him, but he's like, he was so little.
And I was in the nosebleeds, and I couldn't see him either.
He was so small. Yeah.
We miss you, Ronnie James.
I said short people creep me out, but I was just joking. Really, they're very talented. And
I like that you quantify every time you insult.
Quantify?
Quantify.
That's when you enumerate it.
Okay, qualify.
I don't know what quantify means, but if it's good, I agree.
Quantify.
All right, next question. Carter, rate your last lover.
Oh, Christ. Actually, very good. Very good.
Like, scale 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'll go 8.7.
That's nice. Pretty high.
It was pretty good. It was good.
It's quality.
Very
that's
good.
Like,
good.
That's like a point and something away from being like the best ever.
Michelle?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Michelle.
the question goes to Michelle. Shit. Who is... Rate your last...
Last
your,
meaning...
Your lover.
Like previous or like last time
Last time you did it.
Most recent boning.
Well,
I'd say
boning,
but I don't know what you guys do.
Most recent boning was probably about a 9.7.
Pretty good.
Are you just saying that because the boner is listening?
No, I'm actually not. But the same boner has gotten up to a 9.8 or 9 or 10. So.
Nobody's
is it one? You know, sometimes in a relationship you get like bored of
11,
each other.
Have to get that 3 tenths back.
These all go to 11.
Like your mom.
My boner goes to 11.
Oh, scale of 1 to 10. I thought you meant scale of 1 to 100.
Have a salami.
All right, next question. The Fight Club question: if you could fight anybody in history and get away with it, who would you fight?
Oh,
I can't use the same one as last time.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was it last time?
Last time I said Mark Chapman.
That's a good one. I remember I high-fived you for that one.
Such a Beatles fan thing to say.
But you know what I would do? I was just like reading all these articles about people torturing animals, and I would fight them.
Mm-hmm.
I read one about a girl killing a kitten with a shoe, and I would stick a shoe into her brain and like cut her skull open and like in her butt and in her mouth and in both of her eyes and up her nose, and like I would fight those people.
Do you know like in pinball when it starts going ding 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 and they start scoring all these points?
Yeah.
You just did that.
Multi-ball.
I never thought of it.
She just hit the multi-ball with that.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. Oh man, I don't know.
James
Taylor. Yeah, James Taylor, man.
Punch that faggot right in the face. What?
That wouldn't be
your pinball's starting to go off too.
That wouldn't even be a fair fight, man. You know, I mean, that
hit
fight
him over the head with his guitar, dude.
Oh man, I'd do much worse than that, man. That guy
did he even own a guitar?
You know, that needs to be that cat needs to be loaded up into a catapult and fired straight at a brick wall or
why
some
is
shit,
deep-seated
dude.
Deep-seated hatred of James Taylor,
dude. Have you listened to James Taylor?
It sounds like you listened to him backwards and it said kill your mother or something.
No, we're not talking Judas Priest anymore, man. I'm just saying this cat is just. I mean, this guy stands for everything that's wrong and fucked up. And
okay.
That's crazy.
James Taylor. I hope you fucking die by yourself.
Yeah, James Taylor.
Yeah, James Taylor.
Fuck James.
You don't got faggots. A friend, bitch.
Yeah, you don't got no friends left, faggot.
Why is it funnier when fucking Carter says
damn.
It?
Damn. All right.
You convinced me. Fuck James Taylor. I hate him. That was cool.
We're all on board.
Got Carly Simon pregnant and shit. That's cool. But
do
I mean,
you give
I
a
don't really
fuck
respect
about
him.
Going to Carolina? Do you give a fuck about that?
Actually, I dream of it.
Does anybody give a shit about it at all?
Yeah.
I like people from Carolina.
Carolina's
well,
pretty.
Yeah, no, Carolina's probably a great place. The last fucking person I'd go with is fucking
James Taylor's probably never even fucking been there.
No, probably not.
Punk ass motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Fucking dick. Michelle, do you have any tattoos?
No, I don't.
Carter?
No.
Okay, next question.
They're both supple and skinny and inkless.
Nice.
Me too, except twinks. For the supple and skinny part.
I think you're probably supple in some areas.
Fuck you, man.
What would be your last meal on Earth if you could have anything you wanted?
Ice cream.
Okay,
that's a good answer.
Ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor?
Oh.
I'm planning my evening later, so I'm getting ideas.
God, everything. I don't know.
They don't make that.
They make that
as
bagel.
Yeah, but if you buy like 5 of them, mix them all together.
And everything bagels are poorly labeled. They really don't have everything.
No.
That is true.
It's just like 4 different kinds of seeds and garlic.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. But they are fucking delicious.
They are good, yeah.
What would be your last meal?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose you go to a buffet, but one that actually has good food.
What's your favorite buffet in town?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I mean, you like...
I don't think any of them are any that good, really. Mm.
Well, I don't go to the ones that are $30 like the... Like the lobster one at Boomtown.
Oh, like Atlantis.
That one's
Boomtown.
Jesus. Yeah, the Boomtown lobster buffet on Friday.
No.
It's like $35.
Yeah.
Just because it's fucking lobster.
Right.
Yeah, but if
fuck
you,
that.
Again,
I can get sushi twice.
Yeah.
Have you had the lobster there?
I have.
No.
It's not that good.
No.
We got married, went on our honeymoon in Maine and had real Maine lobsters, like fresh, cheap lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And then when we got back to Reno, we were like, oh, man, lobster's so good. Let's go to the Boomtown buffet. And it was just... It was half-assed and,
yeah,
and too expensive.
Yeah. Were they tiny? Like,
oh yeah,
too expensive, Chewie.
Yeah, Chewie, yeah. You did the whole Jew thing.
Chewie burned himself.
Yes, I did. Self.
All right. Well, do you guys got any more? You throw a couple questions at him, you guys. I mean, I got rapid fire coming up, but you got any more basic ones for him here?
Oh yeah. Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Oh my god.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Have you tasted your own number three? That's
a totally different question, because DNA is actually in your saliva.
Yeah,
don't tell them that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sure.
That was anticlimactic.
Have you tasted anyone else's DNA?
I suppose.
Okay.
Her parents are listening to this.
Yeah, well, you're the one who said it.
I know. It's my fault.
All right.
I love her parents.
Rapid fire question. Here we go. Zepp or Beatles?
Beatles.
Oh, fuck.
Beatles or
Zeppelin?
Beatles. Okay. I'm surprised by that.
Rolling Stones or Beatles?
Who?
Beatles. Don't do this.
I'm doing that on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, man. Beatles for their legend, Stones for the band. You know, they were a better band, but the Beatles were...
You're saying
innovators.
The Stones aren't legends?
No, they're both legends. I say the Beatles
made the Stones.
Are you
Stones
saying the Beatles
famous.
Weren't a good band?
No, man, don't even go there, man. Yeah, I'm saying the Beatles were the innovators and the Stones were a better talented band.
I love
they're
when we all
talented.
Pound Carter and he tries to talk his way out of it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to pound Carter.
He was ahead of the game on that. He beat you to the punch, Rick. Michelle. The question was, who is your favorite Beatle?
It's between John and George. John is an asshole, but I love his music more. But George is a cool personality.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a cool motherfucker.
Ringo is the reason I play music, so.
Fucking nobody ever says Ringo, but Ringo's under
I'm going to give the points to you on that one. Good job, dude. Yeah. Okay, let's get off of that. Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Can I beat up back?
Sure.
All right, beat up.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But you'll get arrested for assault.
Oh, yeah. What do I get arrested for?
Well, no, I think in this question, if you beat them up but they beat you up,
and you get your ass kicked.
Nobody gets arrested in this scenario.
You pretty much just get worked and beat up.
But it was an equal ass kicking on both sides.
No.
You get beat up.
Get beat up
is different than getting arrested.
You just got straight up beat up.
Gang skinheads
or punches
cops
in, but
taking
you're probably
you to jail.
Gonna get beat up.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You definitely lose the fight.
Yeah, no. Well, I guess it'd be a little more simple just to get in the back of a car and get a luxurious ride over to the jailhouse. I guess I'd be arrested.
I hope you don't get any fights there.
Right, yeah.
Okay. But. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Oh, shit. Star Wars.
Okay. Very, very good. Han or Indiana Jones?
Han Solo or Indiana?
Yeah.
Man. Man, you gotta hand it to that old school revolver, man. I'd say Indiana.
Yeah?
And the whip? Come on. What the fuck did Han Solo have? He had a laser. He was cheating.
Yeah.
He was cheating.
I thought it was cool, though, that the Han Solo and Indy kind of do the same move. Like, that one guy comes out with the sword, and he's all, and he's just, fuck you, bam, and shoots
him.
And the same way he shot Greedo until fucking psycho fucking George Lucas changed that shit.
Greedo didn't even have a sword. What are you talking about?
No, that's true. He didn't have a sword, but he had his pistol out like he was about to shoot him, and fucking Han's just all, bye.
Yeah.
And then George Lucas,
right in the bar, but then get arrested for it.
Luke's dad is gonna kill a bunch of children. So
that would never happen at Jump Jones.
Anyway, fucking back to something good. How about how about this one? Jack White or Kurt Cobain?
Oh shit!
Man.
I stumped him.
Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Wow.
I would pick Jack White just for his ability to handle life better.
No, I love him.
Yeah. So far.
Good point.
What's your favorite Nirvana album?
That's tough. Because Nevermind was one of those, like, you know, like 3 years old. My dad's sitting
there years old?
Listening to Nevermind with me. Wow. So, you know.
You remember that?
Already,
so old.
Yeah, I've already dropped out of high school.
That was one of the first albums I remember, actually.
I think the second tape I bought was Nevermind, but yeah. I would still say In Utero is probably
I
my
love
favorite.
In Utero. Oh, God.
I was listening to Bleach the other day. That's a great fucking
That's
album.
A good one.
Ah, sorry, the right answer was Incesticide.
Oh,
Incesticide. Ah,
sorry.
Face.
Oh, shit. Oh, well. Comic books or TV?
Shit. I guess TV, because okay. I don't read comic books, but they're probably better. Okay. I'll bet you anything.
No, they're not that great.
Records?
No?
I like TV a lot.
You say records? Okay, we'll take the third answer on that one.
Well, okay.
TV, do you like Lost or Breaking Bad?
I'm not watching either. I don't have TV.
They don't do
really.
Anything modern.
I don't have any TV, but
if it's cool now, they don't.
Twilight
All in the Family or
Twilight Zone.
Back
okay.
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. Oh, yeah,
Zone. You both
say
TV and Twilight Zone. Okay, let's go. With AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
I guess AIDS means you had a good time beforehand. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, sure.
It's always been my life.
All right.
Okay. Well, you can have fun too getting cancer, I bet.
No,
smoking is awesome.
Yeah, lung cancer.
Smoking is awesome.
I love it. It's fun.
I'll change an answer. I'll go with cancer. All right.
You know. We talked Carter into cancer.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Dude, you're down with cancer, bro.
Yeah. All right. Man. Soup at home or bar food?
What?
Soup at home or bar food with others?
Oh, bar food.
Yeah.
Not barf food. Bar.
Right.
I'll feed you like a baby bird. Open up.
Baby bird or a hot dog? No, I'm sorry. Would you rather have soup at home or go
food.
Out and have bar food? Bar food?
Bar food.
Bar
yeah.
food.
Well, you probably have a better time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating soup by yourself at your home is
yeah,
kind
of... I got to be sick for that. TV. It's cheaper.
If you're sick, though.
Do I have some on my nose?
No, it's me.
Oh.
Yeah. That is herpes, guys.
Oh, yeah, it is getting hot here. Blind or deaf?
Oh.
Blind.
Yeah, blind.
All right.
Me and Bozo would be best friends. Oh, this is my service dog. He's deaf. Blind.
What a team.
You would be his service human.
It'd be the deaf leading the blind. That's cool. Dreadlocks or mohawk?
For myself.
Dreadlocks.
Yeah, just a general question. Dreadlocks or mohawk?
Dreadlocks,
Dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks, okay.
Yeah.
They're into that bag of Beals look.
Yeah. French toast or waffles?
Are they Belgian waffles?
Well, that's coming up. French toast or waffles?
Nobody has the old waffles anymore.
French toast.
Yeah, French toast. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't worry about what kind of waffles they are. You guys got any more rapid fire, guys?
Okay, who wins a fist fight, a donkey or a walrus?
A walrus.
Shit, donkey, man. Right, they got right, hooves, right. dude. What are you talking about?
Well, walrus has tusks.
But that's not a fist fight. That's a tusk fight.
Well, I think walrus is kind of slow compared to a donkey, even though
you'd
a donkey
be surprised.
Walrus
do a YouTube
ass.
Walrus fight sometime and see how badass it really, truly is.
Okay,
donkey's pretty
out
good,
there,
too.
This YouTube walrus fight.
Have you ever seen like Angry Fat Girls?
Yeah.
Thing? Oh, what?
Don't
if you go on YouPorn, you can see a good walrus fight too. If you know what I'm talking about. I met a really fat girl in Elko. That's inappropriate.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Oh God. Oh boy.
That's totally out of context.
Rick, do you have any rapid fires we missed?
Oh yeah. Would you? I know we asked you this before. Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Gay.
Gay is fine. Why not?
Or both.
Yeah,
they don't have a problem with either one.
Yeah,
they're very open-minded.
Yeah,
that's good. If you could live in a world with either
Elmo.
Beatles or Zeppelin, but
Beatles.
You couldn't have both.
Oh man. Yeah, the Beatles. Yeah.
But you get to live with all of them, or just their music.
And you'd have to change your dog's name to Ringo.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, Ringo is called Bonzo, too.
He was?
His nicknames, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
God,
so is that monkey
about?
With
if I could,
Greg?
If
they
I
know
could live
everything.
In a world, if I could live in a world with all the Beatles, that would be so goofy. It would be so much fun.
Okay.
You probably.
You guys did really good. You passed the test, but barely.
Oh, shit.
You know what you got?
What's that?
You got like a C and you got like a B minus.
Yeah.
All right.
Michelle wins the quiz.
All right.
Good job.
Congratulations.
You guys get some more free stickers and 10 minutes of recording time from Rick.
Which is like, hey, Rick, do you want to use this?
Yeah.
10 minutes later.
And tonight counts against that.
That's about set up for two mics.
Speaking of setup, let's have you guys, you want to do another song or two, or should we listen?
We're just going to go out on one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to go out on one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, what's coming up next week then, you guys?
Oh, Jesus Christ, what is coming up?
I know that there's a big show on Sunday, Elephant Rifles opening Jello Biafra up in Tahoe at Whiskey
Dicks. You shitting
me?
That sounds like a fucking great time.
You know, I would actually go to that to see Elephant Rifle.
I quit my job.
More so than...
Jello Biafra, I saw him play with Reverend Horton Heat a little while ago. Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That dude's
I just saw him play with the Shames. They were awesome.
Yeah.
And Liver Scars were in line to get that show. I'm happy that Elephant Rifle got it since we didn't. It's
Elephant Rifle.
Some other stupid
probably
band.
One of my
I'm glad it was a
top
good band.
Three favorite bands in town. Right?
Yeah, they're really great.
I want Brad to touch me while they're singing, but
that's
it's awesome to watch.
Don't be gross, Rick.
No.
Just touch his sweaty
tongue. Yeah, you can do. I think he'd probably let you just walk up and touch him.
No, see, you got to stay back. But it's awesome to see.
Yeah. It is fun.
You got to be subtle.
Something. And then the Shames are opening up for the Phenomenauts, Boats, and the Mighty Screeching Weasel. That's coming up June 22nd at the Alley.
Cool.
So y'all want to get some tickets to that. If you do, hit up Mikey Haley from the Shames or Shames Reno, which is Penny. Or just hit us up at the podcast and we'll get you, set you in the right direction on that. What do you got coming up, Rick?
Fuck. I'm stuck in the studio for the next week.
Who are you recording?
So I didn't even look to see. Yeah, I'm recording these. The fucking Carter and Michelle have been doing studio work for me for Eddie from Eddie and the Subtitles, who was big in the 80s in L.A.
Oh, far
and,
out.
And he's been putting out, and he's been putting out, we finished one album up and we've started another one. And we haven't even released the first one and we're already most of the way through the second one.
Wow.
And we've also remastered all of Eddie's old work from his Eddie and the Subtitles days off his fucking record collection so that we can re-release that because
it's
awesome. Unavailable.
Does he have a Facebook or something we can look at this
No.
stuff?
Eddie lives in the past. He doesn't have internet. He doesn't have a cell phone. He has a real, like, one of those cassette box answering machines at his house.
Wow.
Like, Eddie's, like, refuses to move, won't get a cell phone, nothing.
Okay.
Can't text the fucker, can't anything. You got to call him, talk to him. Then you got to talk to his machine.
Can we make some flyers to get the record
when we actually get all the production done, which there's been some monkey wrenches thrown into that. But when we actually get all the production done and get the CDs together, we're going to have him on the show and with the kids and talk about all that. And it's going to be awesome.
Fantastic.
But
at least we'll
get
to hear it. And we'll put it out on the internet.
My whole goal is to get it up on the internet because there's old Eddie and the Subtitles fans from L.A. in the fucking 80s, and they would love to hear that shit, and it's unavailable. You can't get it anywhere.
Is he going to be cool with you guys putting that shit on the internet?
He won't know.
We're not going
to
tell him.
Have the internet.
It's like telling your deaf friends when you make fun of them on the radio. Yeah. Just don't shh.
Yeah, all right, got it.
Then so we're going to play a bunch of live shows.
Hey,
we're going to make an octagon.
Not cool. Fuck you guys.
Stop it. Oh, I think we need a fucking...
Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey.
All right, well, what about you, Chewbacca? What are you doing this weekend?
I might go see the Oak Ridge Boys at the Peppermill in Wendover.
Fuck yeah.
I'm just joking.
Serious?
They're not even fucking playing. I'm just working, dude.
You are going to Wendover. I forgot.
Going to a lime plant to lay brick in the nasty, hot lime plant.
Will you start next Monday?
Something like that. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Cool, okay.
But I'll be back. It's a short job. I'll be back partying summertime in Reno. There's
excellent.
A ton of great shit going on I would be doing if I didn't have to leave town.
Fuck yeah, there's a bunch of shit coming up.
I think that Sick Kitty Sit Band is playing that you
I'm such a fucking dumbass. The show comes out Wednesday night in the middle of the night and early Thursday. And Thursday night, Sick Kitty Sit, right, Nate? Thursday night.
I think
Sick
it was
Kitty
the 5th. Yeah, they asked.
They're
us
playing
to
Jub
Jubs. Recording, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And they just came out with a new CD. We're gonna have them on the show if Rory ever gets his shit together and contacts them.
That'd be great.
But their new CD, Sick Kitty Sit, Everlasting Fire. And if you look up Sick Kitty Sit on the interweb, I think it's sickkittysit.com. But they're also on Facebook and stuff. I got online and ordered their CD. It was only $10, and they sent it to my house. Digital downloads are awesome, but I wanted the actual CD.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It's nice to hold.
And it's a fucking great disc. They're a two-piece. We've talked about them before, the keyboard and drums, but they're amazing. Their CD has a ton of shit on it, and they had some Reno people fucking go down and do a bunch of stuff for them, too, on the CD. So
Very cool.
They love Reno and they love us.
I was at the generator when I was making my Mary Anarchy sweatshirts this year, and saw a bunch of Sick Kitty Sit screens and test prints for like t-shirts and stuff that they were doing. It's kind of like we're like one of their second cities for them, you know.
Yeah, they love us here, and they put on phenomenal shows. They put so much energy into it; it blows your mind. You wouldn't believe that much sound was coming out.
Where
of
was that show at again?
Keyboard. It's at Jub Jubs, and I double checked. It is sitkittysit.com. If you want to check out their shit and buy their CD, and of course, I'm sure it's available on everything because they really got their shit together.
All right, so
unlike some two pieces I know,
that sounds great. Yeah. Can't wait to see those guys. So let's go out with another song from you guys.
Well,
you guys
want
to do one or two, or
no? We're gonna CD? Play. Well, yeah, we're gonna play one off the disc. And what are we doing? Freight Train Man.
If you, how about you pick?
Okay, yeah, pick. I want to hear. Everybody loves Freight Train Man. It's a dark note to go out on, but I don't give a fuck.
All right, so
we're gonna go out on a dark note.
Hear it.
All right, you guys. Well, for the Reverend Rory Dowd, who's not here, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, the Grim Tones, and anybody else I might have missed.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening, and good night, ladies.
He's a freight train man running through my head. He runs all night on my train tracks when I'm fast asleep in bed. A speeding train. Yeah.
Can I come up and see the inside of your bedroom?
Backwater Studios.
If it doesn't turn you on, just jerk off and then stick it in her.
No!